Salisbury Radio.
I'm joined by Gareth Machen, who is the Artistic Director at Wiltshire Creative. Gareth, can you tell us what exactly that means? What is the Artistic Director?
Well, I have a great job here. So my job is essentially to look after the whole artistic programme for Wiltshire Creative. So at the Playhouse, at the Arts Centre, and also, of course, the festival. And a big part of that is pantomime, of course. So I'm responsible for deciding which pantomime we're going to do, commissioning the writers, appointing the creative team, sometimes directing it, but not this year. It's quite a varied job, but really interesting.
So, panto, that's the reason why we're here. It feels funny talking about panto in August, but from what I understand, the process for pantomime starts way back, maybe even a year ago, planning for this year's pantomime.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's a big show that we make here, and we make everything from scratch here in Salisbury. So it does take a lot of planning. We're talking August now, August 24, and I'm already working on pantomime for December 25. But, you know, we have to think about what the title is. We have to commission the writers. So, you know, it begins a good year and a half before any audience comes in to see it. About 18 months before, we decide on the title, commission the writers, we then bring the director on board and the designer, and so around about January time, we start to look at some of the early designs, because the design process takes, you know, several months, because it's all, as I say, being imagined afresh every year. And we need the design process to be finished by about Easter, so that then our workshop team can start making the show, because there's a lot of set to build. And then we cast over the summer, and then 3 weeks before opening night, we start rehearsing, and then away we go.
So lots of those things that you've just mentioned, like casting, they're already happening or happened. I'm sure you can't give us any insight or exclusives. But when you say everything's designed from scratch, that's costume, that's set design. And unlike lots of plays, it's not something you can go and pick off a shelf, because it's something that belongs in the real world. Some of these things are imagined things. And that must be really exciting for the team behind the scenes to use their imaginations and get working on these things.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves panto here. I mean, it's the big show of the year, and we put a lot of resource, a lot of love, a lot of care, creativity, imagination into it. It is about creativity. It is about invention. I mean, you do get incredible props that need to be made, amazing effects that need to be achieved. And, you know, we have a fantastic in-house team here who can work out how we're actually going to achieve that, and hopefully delight audiences every year.
And is that part of what makes pantomime so special? That it's kind of... it's not like any other play. It's just kind of on its own in this special little part of our culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very peculiarly British event, isn't it? I mean, I don't think pantomime exists anywhere else in quite the same way. And there's huge affection for it. I mean, Salisbury's not a big city. I mean, there's just over 40,000 people, I think, in the city. But, you know, close to 30,000 come and see the pantomime every year. I mean, nearly three quarters of the city come and see this show, which is just extraordinary, really, that something has that big an appeal. And I think, for me, what's really special about it is that it's something the whole family can do. You know, obviously, you know, for the very, very young ones, sometimes it can be a little bit scary, but certainly by the time they get to sort of four or five, right up to 104, 105, everybody, there's something for everybody. It's like really good Saturday night TV where, you know, the whole family can sit down and have a fantastic evening.
And does that make it hard to write and direct when you're having to appeal to such a huge age range and different demographics?
Yeah, it is tricky. I mean, of course, you know, we all know there are jokes that work for the adults that go over the heads of the kids, hopefully. So there's a little bit of that. I mean, it's really important when you're trying to choose the songs. I mean, that's always a big challenge, because you need to make sure that, you know, there's a song for everybody in the show. So it's a very, very eclectic musical mix. But I think the trick with pantomime is everybody knows what to expect. You know, there are certain tropes, there are certain routines that every year people want to see. But the trick is how you keep it fresh, how you reinvent basically the same thing every year. And that's the joy of it. And I think what people enjoy is seeing how those familiar things are, you know, created afresh and anew.
And costume plays a big part in that. Dames famously go through several costume changes, as do fairies or other ethereal-type characters, whereas the main characters sometimes go through the whole things in one costume. And we've got an amazing costume department here. We're very lucky. I came for one of the backstage days and we saw an array of costumes, and my daughter and my wife love trying them on. it's something we can be really proud of here, and there's so much vibrancy in the costumes of pantomime. It must be such fun to see them for the first time, and for the actors who get given the parts to try them on as well.
Yeah, I mean, we are so lucky here in Salisbury that we have this amazing in-house skill set. You know, we've got a team of incredibly talented people in wardrobe, as you say, but also in workshop who make all this incredible stuff every year and make it for Salisbury. And it means that the designers working on the show, you know that they can, you know, they can be really bold and inventive, because people can actually deliver and make them. And yeah, actors love it. I mean, you know, actors love their costume fittings. And you know, sometimes the costumes are the main event. I mean, you think about Cinderella. I mean, if that transformation doesn't work, you know, I mean, getting that dress right was one of the main challenges of our last production of Cinderella. And it was a beautiful moment. But, you know, it took a huge amount of thought and effort to make sure that one moment absolutely landed.
And the script, I'm guessing what's landed on the desk originally is very different from the thing that the person who will see the last performance in January will see performed. I'm guessing it's a little bit of an evolving document, and it will change and might need to change depending on what happens politically, in the society that we live in, and the feeling of the kind of nation, because pantomime often reflects what's happening in the world at the moment.
Yeah, I think there's definitely an element of truth in what you're saying. I think, though, that what's really strong about the pantomimes here is that it's about telling a story. You know, that it's not just a variety show like a lot of pantomimes can be. You know, there's a story which has a message in it, which is you know, which we tell with real care and love in the way that we would tell any story. So I suppose the architecture of the story doesn't change over the course of the rehearsal period and the performances. But yeah, some of the references, some of the gags, absolutely. And you know, the joy of it is something happens that day and you can get it into the show that evening. And you know, then people really, you know, because it's also about seeing something live. And if you're seeing the actors responding to the world as it's changing in that moment, you know, that's just great fun. And it's about being there at a particular time.
And pantomime is kind of unique in that, in being very much a two-way thing between the audience and the cast on stage, and the guys in the pit doing the music and the lighting and stuff. It's unlike any other theatre where there's a constant interaction between the two. Sometimes that wall gets broken, but not on a regular basis in place. But in panto, it's kind of like we're all on this journey together. And that's, for me, one of my favourite things about pantomime is the involvement.
Yeah, I mean, the audience are a massive character in the event. I mean, I'm really proud of how much audience participation there is in our pantomimes. And in Sleeping Beauty, there's a lot. there's some very special audience participation in Sleeping Beauty. It's about coming to see something that you help make happen. You know, you can't sit passively and watch a pantomime. You've got to contribute in order to make the, you know, make the performance work. And people love that. So people have to, you know, have to give their support to the goodies, have to boo the baddies. They have to sing. They have to warn people about danger on stage. You know, the dame always has fun interacting with interacting with the audience. And it's it's a party atmosphere in there when it's working well.
So, unlike some bigger theatres that we won't mention up and down roads out of Salisbury, Salisbury doesn't bring in well-known people to perform in their pantomimes. But what we do have, and we've talked about already, is a really strong sense of this being a Salisbury pantomime. Last year's, and I believe this year's, are both set in Salisburyshire, at least partially. And I think that's a really big draw for people who live here. It gives us ownership of our pantomime.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pantomime that is made in Salisbury for Salisbury or Salisburyshire, and it's made with huge care and love. There's an awful lot of time and effort and creativity that goes into making these shows. And no, we don't sell the shows and cast the shows on the, you know, the names of famous actors. We cast really good actors who can really sing and really dance and are really funny. We also have a fantastic young company as well, made up of local young people who are part of our dancing team, and that, you know, their contribution makes a huge difference to the show as well. But it's the quality of the production values. You know, a lot of pantomimes, you'll be looking at sets that, you know, it'll be their fifth, sixth, maybe 10th, 15th time they've been out. Whereas everything you see on our stage is made afresh for this show. And a lot of people have spent a lot of time, you know, making sure it is a really amazing night out.
Everyone leaves a pantomime and wants to talk about what they enjoyed. When we left last year with my six-year-old, she could not stop talking about Fairy Bow Bells and Percy Ratt. I'm sure both are very interesting to play. If you were auditioning or being in a pantomime, which sort of character, which of the common characters in a pantomime would you prefer to play? Do you see yourself as a villain or more of the kind of older, slightly haphazard gentleman figure that often appears in pantomimes, or even ripping the rule books up a bit and playing the female lead?
Well, look, if I could sing and dance like the people who we cast, I'd be happy playing absolutely anybody. Nobody would want to see me in a pantomime, I can guarantee you that. But I mean, they're all great parts, but you gotta love the villains. I mean, they're the ones who, I mean, everybody loves a great villain. And the louder they boo, the better you are, you know? So, I think that you have most fun playing the villain. But every part is a great part.
So we've got Sleeping Beauty this year, written by the same team as last year's. That's Plettered, Brown and Wilshire. Last year's was nominated for Best Pantomime at the Pantomime Association Awards. So the bar has been set high. I'm sure you already know whether it's on the same par, and you're not going to tell me it's not, but we've all got high expectations.
Yeah, rightly so. I mean, and it's not just about last year. I mean, I think our tradition of pantomimes goes back, you know, many, many years. I mean, it's been a pantomime in Salisbury for decades, and, you know, people talk very fondly of pantomimes from 30, 40 years ago, you know, let alone last year. So we know every year we need to deliver an incredible show. I'm really thrilled this year that we're bringing back Ryan McBride, who last directed Beauty and the Beast here, which was about 5 or 6 years ago. He's a brilliant director of pantomime, fantastic designer coming in. Katie Lias, who's created this incredible or sequin glitzy filled world that, you know, it's just going to be delightful on stage. And then we've got a lot of the creative team from last year, the choreographer, the musical director coming back as well. So there's a really great team of people making this show, and as you say, the writers coming back as well. I'm full of expectation that this show is going to be just as brilliant as all the other pantomimes.
You've kind of... My next question was what people can expect, and by the sounds of it, it's shiny, sparkly, glittery, full of song, dance, and everything else that you'd expect from a pantomime.
Yeah, I mean, all those things. But also, you know, it wouldn't be pantomime if we didn't twist things a little bit. I mean, there's plenty of surprises along the way. I'm not going to give anything away about who the fairies, who the villains are. I mean, people will have an idea of what Sleeping Beauty is, but yeah, you know, as with all these stories, you have to reinvent them. You have to find out why you're telling this story now. And so, yeah, there's lots of plot twists and characters who you wouldn't necessarily expect to find in the pantomime. But yeah, I think it's just going to be an absolute riot.
One question I have on my mind is, it was quite clever how the show's sponsor last year, Howden, was slipped in and brought a lot of laughs. I saw the show twice last year, twice, once on press night, and then my family tradition of coming on New Year's Eve where we come and watch the pantomime. Can't do the same thing again. So hopefully there's... Howden, obviously, great company in our community, like supporting the community. I'm interested to see how they're being slipped in this year.
Well, yeah. I mean, if anybody has any great jokes about insurance companies, yeah, the door's open. But I think it's those local references that again makes pantomime so special. Is that it's a show that's made in Salisbury for Salisbury. So yeah, of course. You know, we're very grateful to Howdens for their sponsorship and indeed for you know, other companies and individuals who support us, and obviously if we can have fun referencing that in the show, then that's great. But I think it's all those wider Salisbury and Wiltshire references, and you know, there's always going to be a gag about Swindon in there or Southampton. You know, I mean, you've
got to have a dig, haven't you?
You've got to have a dig. So, but that's all part of the fun. And it's about that shared sense of community as well. I think that's what's great about pantomime, is it unites people and brings people together to celebrate where they live as much as anything else.
So if people want to come to see the show, it's selling really well. From what I can see on the website, there's a limited availability on some of the shows already. Tickets start at £18. Just can you give us one little insight that no one else knows about yet, so why people should book their tickets?
Well, that's a tricky one, because I don't want to give too much away, but I'm just gonna dig down on there's some very special audience participation this year, so I think that's definitely a reason for coming along.
Great, thanks, Gareth. Salisbury Radio.